Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this video, I'm going to introduce you to the new imperative syntax model that's available for AJAX programming in ASP.NET 4. Now, to do this, I'm going to use some features that pertain to the script loader mechanism that's also new in ASP.NET 4. It's kind of hard to separate the two, but I'm going to try and do it so that I can isolate the concepts. So the stuff that I sort of skip over and say, watch the script loader video, those will be covered in detail in that video. So to get started, we're just going to create a new empty ASP.NET web application. And the first thing that I'm going to need is some script files and a style sheet. So I'm going to grab these existing ones off my desktop, drag them into the solution. And so here I just have, this is just a really simple style sheet. Primarily, I'm going to use this watermarked class. Now, in my scripts directory, now this is a scripts directory that I keep on my desktop, and it contains stuff that I normally use. So, of course, there's the Microsoft AJAX client-side library. There's the AJAX Control Toolkit client-side scripts, and jQuery, which I'm not going to use in this demo, but jQuery IntelliSense support is fully available for Visual Studio, and I use jQuery quite frequently. So it's part of my sort of core scripts that I keep in the folder on my desktop. So let's go ahead and add a web page. So I'm just going to say add new item and choose web form. And the first thing that I'm going to do is add a reference to my CSS file. And we're going to need a text box to apply the watermark to. Now, I'm going to use an HTML text box. If you've been using the AJAX Control Toolkit controls in ASP.NET 3.5 or previous versions of ASP.NET, you'll recall that the way to do this declaratively, the default model prior to 4.0, is to put an ASP.NET control on the page, then put the AJAX Control Toolkit control on the page, in the case of this context, the watermark control, and then specify the target control ID to the watermark control, being whatever the name of the text box was. And you can still do that, so the declarative model is still fully supported. But now, in addition, you can use the imperative model, which might be useful if you're doing this sort of work in client-side code, so you want to be able to do it dynamically in your JavaScript code, or if imperative programming is just simply your preference as opposed to declarative. So in this case, we're going to need a text box. So we'll say enter some text, and here I'm going to add a text box, and you'll note that this is not an ASP.NET server-side text box control, but simply an HTML text box. So we'll say the class is watermarked, and type is text. Now we have that HTML text box control that we can apply a watermark to. Now, notice this is just the CSS class, so this doesn't actually do anything actionable. All it does is assign the CSS class watermarked, which has a font style and a background color. So now we can add the scripts that we're going to need in order to use the watermark control imperatively. Now, I want to point out that I'm going to add a whole bunch of scripts here to demonstrate the dependency hierarchy that might be necessary for using a control. But I want to be clear that this is not how I would suggest that you do this. If you watch the script loader quick hit video, you'll see how script loader can handle most of this stuff for you. But I'm just sort of doing it so that it can be compared when you look at the script loader video. So, in my scripts directory, let's start with the Microsoft AJAX scripts. And first, I'm going to need the Microsoft AJAX core. So So let's find that. Microsoft Ajax Core. And I'm going to include the debug versions. After Core, I'm going to require, let's see, the globalization script file. And then after the globalization script file, let's find the component model. And after component model, now let's switch to the Ajax Control Toolkit scripts. And let's start with the register extended. Then I'm going to need the extender base. And you'll note that if I were to load these in the wrong order, I might have some dependency problems, so some JavaScript errors. And I'm also going to need the ACT common script. And then lastly, because I'm using the watermark control, I'm going to need the watermark script. Okay. So that's a whole lot of scripts with a sequential dependency, and I've added them here. But make sure that you watch the script loader video so you can see how you don't really have to do this manually if you don't want to. Okay. So now let's imperatively apply a watermark control to our text box. So here we'll just add another script block. And here I'm just going to program against the sys dot, not on load, but on ready. Right? And this is a new event. And again, if you watch the script loader video, you'll learn more about onReady. So if you don't understand the sys.onReady event, don't worry. You'll learn about it in the script loader video. But I'm just going to show you this for the purposes of demonstrating the imperative syntax. So here we're going to say function and here I can say sys dot create watermark. Okay, so I'm creating the instance of the client-side control that I want to use, and I'm going to specify that I want to apply this to the control or controls whose class is watermarked. And now I can specify the additional information that's necessary for the watermark control. So I can say watermark dot, oops, not dot, watermark text. And here we can just put whatever text we want. And then also we can say, and remember that JavaScript is case sensitive, so here we can say watermark CSS class, and we're going to use the CSS class assigned to that field. Now let's go ahead and run. And barring any typographic errors, what we'll see is our text box with our add some text watermark. Notice the sort of bluish background, right? So you can see that. Now if we go ahead and start, put the cursor in there and start typing, our text goes away. Right? So the point here, though, is to see this imperative syntax, sys.create.watermark, passing in the target, and then specifying the parameters. And so that's the new imperative syntax for Ajax-style programming. And please make sure that you watch the script loader video to see a little bit more of the onReady event, as well as how not to have to figure out all of the scripts that need to be included and what order they need to be included in. Thanks.